The Problem Solvers was an animated television series that aired on Cartoon Network in 2011. Created by Ben Jones, the show centered on three eccentric characters, Alf, Roba, and Horace, who solved absurd and often nonsensical problems in their brightly colored, surreal world of Farborough. The series was developed from Jones's earlier web series, Neon Gnome, which had been pitched to Adult Swim, but ultimately retooled for a younger audience. Despite its bold visuals and offbeat humor, The Problem Solvers quickly became one of Cartoon Network's most divisive shows, remembered more for its controversy and unpopularity than for its content. This is TV Casualty, The Problem Solvers. The show's most immediately recognizable trait was its visual style, a hyper-saturated, intentionally chaotic blend of 3D and 2D animation, neon colors, and clashing textures. This aesthetic was unlike anything else on Cartoon Network at the time, but it also proved polarizing. Many viewers found the color palette overwhelming and the animation disorienting. Critics described it as visual noise, while fans of experimental art styles praised it for its boldness and commitment to being different. Unfortunately, the general audience reaction leaned toward confusion and discomfort, which hindered the show's ability to build a loyal following. Narratively, The Problem Solvers leaned into surreal absurdism. Episodes followed loose plots, often involving the trio taking on trivial community issues, but quickly devolved into strange, dreamlike adventures filled with non sequiturs and bizarre humor. The characters themselves were exaggerated archetypes. Alf, a fuzzy humanoid creature with an insatiable appetite and childlike behavior. Roba, a robotic hypochondriac prone to panic attacks. And Horace, the calm leader who often had to rein in the chaos. Their chemistry was intentionally awkward, contributing to the show's distinct tone, but also alienating viewers who preferred traditional storytelling or character dynamics. Behind the scenes, The Problem Solvers was emblematic of Cartoon Network's experimental phase in the early 2000s. The network had recently launched Adventure Time and Regular Show, both of which blended surreal humor with heart and became major successes. Hoping to tap into the same creative energy, Cartoon Network gave The Problem Solvers a chance, despite its unconventional nature. However, unlike its contemporaries, the series lacked emotional grounding or narrative cohesion. Where Adventure Time and Regular Show balanced eccentricity with relatability, The Problem Solvers seemed to revel in pushing boundaries purely for the sake of being strange. Reception was almost universally negative. Viewers criticized the show's abrasive visuals, thin writing, and grating voice performances. Online forums were flooded with complaints, memes, and parodies mocking the show's art style and tone. It quickly developed a reputation as one of Cartoon Network's worst shows, though a small cult audience defended it as avant-garde and misunderstood. Critics, however, were largely unsympathetic. Many saw it as an example of network overconfidence in weirdness as a substitute for substance. The backlash was swift enough that Cartoon Network quietly canceled the show after its first season of 18 episodes. A second season was produced but never aired on television. It was instead released on Netflix in 2011, where it went mostly unnoticed. By then, the show had become a cautionary tale of creative excess, proof that boundary-pushing art still needed structure and audience consideration to succeed in a mainstream context. Over time, The Problem Solvers has gained a modest reevaluation among niche internet communities and animation enthusiasts. Some now view it as a precursor to the wave of experimental and internet-influenced animation that would dominate online platforms later in the decade. Its distinct visual language, once derided, has been re-examined as a deliberate artistic statement, a chaotic, digital-era reflection of overstimulation and sensory overload. Ben Jones himself would go on to work on other Cartoon Network projects, including OKO Let's Be Heroes, where his artistic quirks found a more refined and audience-friendly form. Though widely regarded as one of Cartoon Network's biggest misfires, The Problem Solvers remains a fascinating artifact of its era. It represents the growing pains of a network searching for the next big creative breakthrough, experimenting with style and tone in ways few other shows dared. In hindsight, its failure was as instructive as its ambition was bold, a reminder that innovation, when untethered from coherence or accessibility, can sometimes solve no problems at all.